My sister is 3 years younger than I am. That means that when we were growing up, I was the big kid, and she was the little, you know, whatever. And I teased her. Oh, I teased her mercilessly. And when I teased, she would fuss and cry. And the more she fussed and cried, the more I teased. And the more I teased, the more she fussed and cried. And so it went until she went to Mom and Dad. And then I'm the one that fussed and cried. But now that I've become a man, I gave up childish ways. I am no longer mean to my sister. And thank God, my sister has forgiven me. What if she had not forgiven me? Well, there could still be a breach of separation between us, a big divide, a gulf of estrangement and alienation, even after all these years. And how sad and tragic that would be, to be estranged from your sister, your brother, your friend, a neighbor, from anyone. And it happens. Sometimes disagreements and misunderstandings and feuds can go on for months. They can go on for years. They can go on for a lifetime. You can go to your grave separated from one whom you once loved. How sad, how tragic. In fact, sometimes these feuds go on for centuries. In Northern Ireland, there still is anger and unrest because Oliver Cromwell's troops massacred Catholics in 1649. And in Israel, there's a little strip of land along the Mediterranean called the Gaza Strip. Back in times of David, that was known as Philistia. That's where the Philistines lived. They've been fighting for 3,000 years nonstop. And can there be any doubt that the racial tensions in our own country are at least partly due to the importation of slaves? Of the sins of the fathers are carried down to the children of the third and the fourth generations. It is true. And that is why forgiveness is so important. In fact, it's not just important, it is essential. Forgiveness is essential to life together in community and to life in a family. Now, I know that there's something maddening about forgiveness. I mean, if you have been hurt, if someone has wronged you, if you've suffered, why should you forgive them? I mean, why do it? Well, we need to understand what forgiveness means. Forgiveness does not mean that a wrong in the past is somehow magically made right. Forgiveness does not mean that the hurt that you felt was somehow imaginary, you know, or not real. No, it was real hurt. It was real pain. The wrong was a real wrong. Forgiveness does not mean that if you're being victimized, that you allow yourself to continue to be a victim. You cannot allow it if you are the victim of an injustice. You must confront it. You must deal with it. Not in a violent way, not in a hostile way, but you've got to confront it. Get help if you need it. That's okay. But you can't allow yourself to continue to be the victim. What forgiveness means is that you allow love to overcome the wrong. Forgiveness means that you do not allow the future to be determined by something that happened in the past. You allow the future to be open to new possibilities and new reconciliation. At the bottom line, forgiveness simply means let go. Let go. Let go of the anger, of the hurt, of the pain. Let go of that feeling you want to get revenge and get even. Just let it go. Forgive. The word itself, give forth. Let it out. Let it go. That's true in German too. Vergeben. Geben ver. Give it forth. Let it go. Think for a minute of the word resent. It comes from the old Latin sentire. Sentire means to feel. When you resent, you re-feel. You feel it all over again. You feel that pain. You feel that hurt. You allow yourself to be victimized all over again. It's like a poison within you. Feel it all over. This is not a word study, but think of one more word, pardon. Comes from the Latin, dona. Means to give. When you forgive, you give a gift. You give a gift to the other person, but you also give a gift to yourself. You get rid of that poison and hatred that is within. Let it go. Forgive. Now, in the scripture lesson that John read a few moments ago, there Jesus says, nope, not seven, but 77 times, or in some translations, 70 times seven times. In other words, don't put a limit. Don't put a restraint on it. Don't count the number of times. Just forgive. Just let it go. And Jesus then tells that marvelous parable. The king, whose servant owed him money, in fact, owed him a lot of money, 10,000 talents. It's an incredibly huge, enormous sum of money, I think intentionally exaggerated by Jesus. A talent was the biggest sum of money in the Roman world. And there's some commentators I've read that said that it would take the average worker 15 years to pay back a talent, and yet alone 10,000. Well, it would take 150,000 years to do that. I don't think the servant's going to live that long. It's an enormous sum of money. And the king forgives the debt. The slave is set free. Nothing holding him back anymore. There's a whole new future open to him. And yet this same servant has a colleague, a friend, who owes him money. A much, much smaller sum of money, 100 denarii. That's a reasonable amount, but it's certainly manageable. And the friend says, be patient, I'll pay you back. And the first servant says, no way, no, pay it now or you're going to debtor's prison, and throws him in jail. Now, when the king hears about this, listen to what the king says. You wicked slave, should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you? And then comes that punchline, that fearful punchline that Jesus says, so my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. Fearful words. Augustine called it a terrible command. But words that tell us that we need to forgive. We are forgiven so much, so much. All of the sins that we have ever committed, all the sin we have ever done, is forgiven by God in Christ on the cross. When you sin, you cut yourself off from God. You cut yourself off from the source of life. And then what's left? Death, that's all. And Jesus took that death upon himself, took that sin upon himself, overcame it from within a life, transformed it through resurrection, and we're forgiven, and we can freely forgive others. You might think to yourself, I can't forgive. That hurt was too great, too painful. I just can't forgive. But don't ever, ever say, I can't. When you say, I can't, what you really mean is, I won't. You can. By the grace of God, you can forgive. With God's grace, you can do whatever you want to do. Let go. Let it out. Now I want to go back to my sister. If my sister had been able to choose a brother, she would not have chosen me. She would have chosen somebody else. She would have chosen anybody else. But you don't get to do that, do you? You know, brothers and sisters, you don't get to choose. You're just part of the family. That's the way it is. And so it is in the body of Christ. We do not choose who our brothers and sisters are. We're not a country club. You know, country club, like-minded people get together. They enjoy being together to play golf or tennis or go swimming or have dinner, whatever. And that's wonderful. I'm not opposed to country clubs, but we in this church are not a country club. We're the body of Christ. We're the people that God has called forth. It is not for us to judge, and it is not for us to hold a grudge. It is for us to love and to forgive. Let go. Just let go. I want to close with a quote from a book by Philip Ryken. It's a book called When You Pray. Forgive everyone for everything. Forgive the neighbor who backed over your begonias. Forgive the sibling who colored in your coloring book. Forgive the parent who never showed you much love. Forgive the spouse who doesn't meet your needs. Forgive the child who ran away from home. Forgive the coworker who stabbed you in the back. Forgive the boss who denied your promotion. Forgive the church member who betrayed a confidence. Forgive the pastor who offered poor spiritual care. Forgive people for whatever they have done to you. In Christ, there is grace to forgive the greatest of sinners. Let go. That's all. Just let go. As the Native Americans used to say, bury the hatchet. And when you bury the hatchet, don't let the handle keep sticking up out of the ground. So be it. Amen.